Hi guys, welcome to Style & Soul Reformed episode 102. I'm Christy, your host, and I was thinking a lot around the idea of accepting my responsibility for my own pain. And that is something that takes a really open mind to do, because a lot of times the pain that we're in, we feel is caused by something external. It's not something that we did to ourselves. We're not willing to take ownership over the pain, or, you know, whatever it is that we feel that is making us suffer, whether it is anxiety or fear of something, or just judgment of ourselves, anything like that. It's usually something that triggers us from the outside to make us feel something on the inside. But it's taken me a long time and a lot of dissection of myself. And some people say like a live autopsy of themselves, like just basically a study of yourself, in your own behaviors, basically. And what I realized is that, yeah, like life and things happen outside of us constantly, and we're being triggered and having feelings about certain situations all of the time. But the thing is that, and the thing that took me a long time to process is that we're responsible for it all. We're responsible for the way we react to it. We're responsible for how long we carry it with us. We're responsible for, like, for instance, I'm famous for taking a story or taking an emotion or a situation and running with it. I take something somebody said or did or didn't do, even like a situation, I don't know, if somebody like didn't call me back or didn't, you know, didn't give me an opportunity that I wanted or something. And I take that situation and I create this whole scenario in my head about as to why or why not. And, you know, sometimes that situation causes me to feel really angry or causes me to feel really unworthy or, you know, whatever it is. And then I identify myself with what that is. And I've done it so many times in the past where I've gotten myself all worked up and all upset about something that I really just made up myself in my own head. And when you really break that down and say it out loud, you're like, wow, I created this whole drama in my head and I did it to myself. Like, I think about stuff too where I'm like, wow, you really like to like torment yourself, Christy. You really like to take something and just assume the worst out of the situation. And it's usually like what I've also realized in the past, what I've done, and I'm still working on it, obviously, but I'll take something and I like to assume the worst so I don't get disappointed when it doesn't happen, or when I lose, or when, you know, it doesn't work out in my favor. And I did that for years and years. I just didn't even realize that, you know, it was necessarily a problem. But then at a certain point, I did realize that I actually like talked myself through it. And I said, whether I pat myself up from disappointment and tell myself that it doesn't matter if it doesn't work out or it's not going to work out anyway, or whatever the things we tell ourselves to make ourselves feel less of a blow if we are disappointed. It just doesn't matter. We're really just kind of tormenting ourselves before the fact, because if it doesn't work out, we're going to feel a certain way. We're going to feel disappointed or sad. So it's like, it's kind of crazy. Like, we are such sabotagers of our own happiness. I decided, and I'm constantly needing to decide over and over again, that I don't want to be, I don't want to be my own worst enemy. And that to me took a long time to come to the realization, because I thought I was protecting myself by going into situations feeling like things didn't matter as much if it didn't work out, or, you know, protecting myself from being disappointed, from losing or wanting things and not getting it. But I was really just putting myself in a situation to feel bad about myself. I did that for years, and I still do it. To be perfectly honest, I still do it, and I'm working my way out of doing that, because it's very unhealthy. It's just not good. I mean, I robbed myself of a lot of peace and happiness in my life by doing that. I think a lot of people do that, though. I don't think it's just me. And we fear rejection, and we fear disappointment, obviously. But when you break it down, like, I really just try to think of things logically to help myself process things. But if you think about it logically, like, if you're going for something that you don't have, and you really try and you don't get it, well, you didn't have it in the first place. So it's not like, it's not like the worst thing in the world either. It's kind of, yeah, you're disappointed. Yeah, you tried hard. But also, you have to look at situations like, what did I get out of the experience? Like, did I learn something? Did I strengthen myself? Did I build something within? You did. Like, 100%. You absolutely grew in some way, shape, or form by going after something that you wanted. And in my, at this point in my life, my point of view really is strengthening myself. And I feel like whether it's a good situation or a bad situation, whatever situation I am is leveling me up in some way, shape, or form. That's the way I choose to look at my life and the things going on around me. I choose to look at it as something that's trying to teach me something, to level me up. It's literally been very liberating, and one of the best ways for me to rewire my brain for success. Listen, I'm still in the process. I'm on the quest for my personal success. I know that rhymes, but I am on the quest to better myself, and I'm on my quest to achieve my dreams. Have I achieved some? Yeah, I did. I mean, I fantasized about being a fashion designer when I was a little girl, and I came across some severe roadblocks. I mean, I got rejected from FIT. I was not the strongest student in my class. I interviewed so many places. I can't even tell you where people rejected me and actually gave me feedback and made me feel like I wasn't talented. So I just kept on going up against it, because I didn't really think of it as an option to not pursue it. And when you don't give yourself an out, that's also a very powerful stance, not giving yourself an out, not letting yourself turn back. And that's how I'm pursuing my company, Style Reform. I'm not giving myself an out. I'm not choosing to look at ways of giving up. I'm really only choosing ways of finding the little breadcrumbs that I need to lead me in the right direction of where I need to be. It's hard, guys. Life is hard and life can be really brutal sometimes. But when we look at life as a kind of game, maybe I'll call it, a game where we don't lose, but we just, it just, life has its twists and turns, and when we decide to go with them and trust versus fear, our lives can be a lot easier and smoother. I'm on my way. Oh my God. Sometimes it feels uphill. Some days feel uphill. Other days feel smoother. But I choose to look at my life as a gift and as a blessing, with all of the good, bad, ugly, fearful, and all of that stuff. I'm making the conscious choice of moving forward and with a smile on my face, even if I have to remind myself to smile sometimes. I hope you guys like this episode. Hit subscribe, rate and review the podcast. And for first time listeners or first time shoppers, go to www.stylereform.fashion and enter the code POD before you make your purchase for 20% off. I'll talk to you guys next week.